From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. Time's moving on, isn't it? The last program in another month, and soon it'll be holiday time. I'll be away for a little while, but I'll still be joining with you here on our programs. We have guest speakers during July. In the morning, the Reverend Larry Power of Keshe, and in the evening, the Reverend John Gray of Enniskillen. We're looking forward to having guest preachers bring the Word of God to us throughout the month of July. Thank you for your letters and telephone requests. We had a request for a set of sermons I preached on the prodigal son. I did this study in our church some time ago. It's the same study that we have been conducting in our evening programs. And of course, we were more than happy to supply the listener with a full set of those sermon tapes. If you'd like a set, we'd be more than happy to send it to you. Now here's a hymn by the Free Presbyterian Jubilee Choir. Some 200 young people who are trained by Mrs. Glynis Strong to sing for us at our special 50th anniversary services. And they're singing Beneath the Cross of Jesus. Then we'll be turning to Mark and the chapter 9 in just a moment or two.
Thank you.
I want you to turn now, please, to Mark and the chapter 9, and we're going to read from verse 28. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could not we cast him out?" And he said unto them, "This kind can come forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting." And they departed thence, and passed through Galilee, and he would not that any man should know it. For he taught his disciples, and said unto them, "The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day." But they understood not that saying, and were afraid to ask him. God will add his blessing to this, the reading of his precious word, as a result of the encounter with the devil-possessed child. The disciples of the Lord Jesus have learned their own weakness. "Why could not we cast him out?" Verse 28. That's a good thing. It is best that we come to the Saviour when we recognize and feel our failures. For it is only in coming to him and speaking with him and waiting upon him that we overcome our failures and enter into the victory. The Saviour says to them in the verse 29, "This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting." There are some instances of devilish opposition to the gospel that requires prolonged waiting on God for his power and for his grace. You will remember that before this era in which we live began, the disciples were commanded to wait upon God until that day when, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost was poured out upon them, and they were thus fitted to go forth with the gospel. We pass now to a new section, beginning at the verse 30, and this has a familiar theme to it, doesn't it? It says, as they passed through Galilee, the Saviour taught his disciples. In verse 31, we are told that he said unto them, "The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that he is killed, he shall rise the third day." The cross of Calvary is indeed the central teaching of the Saviour. And so often we read in the Gospels the Saviour turns to this subject. Let me state a very simple truth, although it is of deep theological significance. The Lord Jesus Christ really did die. He claims here that he was going to be killed. There are some theologians today, indeed they occupy prominent positions within the professing church, and they would tell people that Jesus Christ never died. He simply fainted. People thought he died. Consequently, he never really rose from the dead. Well, if that's so, then Jesus Christ is a liar. And who would trust a liar as their Saviour? But of course, it's the theologians who claim this that are wrong. The Lord Jesus Christ truly died, and here he is teaching his disciples that that's what lies ahead of him. You will notice that the Saviour, as he's teaching his disciples, they're journeying through Galilee. It says in verse 30, he would not that any man should know it. He wanted peace and quiet, a time in which he could, without interruption, instruct his disciples in this matter. There are some matters, dear listeners, that require time and study and quietness. There used to be, when I first got saved, a description given to the season of prayer that every believer engaged in every day. It was called our quiet time. I hope you have a quiet time, dear Christian, I hope that there does not go a day past in which you do not reach for your Bible and read God's Word and let God speak to you through it, and then get on your knees and you speak to God in prayer. The wonderful thing about what we read here is that the Lord Jesus Christ shares His plans and His purposes with His people. He showed to them, He taught them, He revealed to them that He was going to the cross. He didn't share it with the world. No, He draws His disciples aside in order that He might teach them. What a privilege Christians have, for they are the possessors of God's purposes and plans. They share in the secrets of eternity. You have but to open your Bible, and there you have revealed unto you what God purposes to do. The future is revealed in the Bible. And you, dear Christian, as you read your Bible, you're reading what God plans and purposes to do in the future. The book of the Revelation in particular, although that is not the only book in the Bible that deals with the future, there is hardly a book in the Bible that doesn't deal with the future. But the book of Revelation in particular deals with the future, and you can study it and discover what it is that God is going to do. What a marvelous thing. Truly we are the friends of Christ. Truly we are the sharers of His plans and purposes. What a marvelous thing to be brought into the confidence of God. Do you recognize your privilege today, dear Christian? I trust that you do. And may the Lord teach you the significance of His death and resurrection. We will return to this portion of God's Word in the very near future, after our special guests during the month of July have brought to us the message of God. Remember our program tonight. Please join with us then. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.